Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Adam Savage. Listen as we chat with Adam about Mythbusters and more. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, what brought you to model making?
The great movies of the 70s and the 80s that I was born and weaned on. From Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Alien, Silent Running, The Black Hole, like all of those movies are part of my DNA. I mean, I started buying models like anybody does from plastic models. And then when Star Wars came out specifically in 77, that was when the press started to be about the people making those movies. And I started reading in Cinefantastique and Famous Monsters that were people who had this job. And that was the first job I ever thought I wanted as a child was to be a designer for Lego, and the second was to be a model maker for Star Wars.
Okay.
And that was because I saw that people could do that. What's funny about life is that from the current vantage point, it always looks pretty linear. But from the inside, it's not linear at all.
How'd you become involved in Star Wars?
Theater's a great gateway drug into making because the threshold to entry is low. And theater doesn't have enough time and enough money to do things right, so you've got to learn by the seat of your pants.
Right.
And I spent several years as a theater guy, which led to getting a reputation for solving problems that got me into commercial special effects. So it really was just me doing my thing, and then other people were like talking about it, and I got a job interview with Jamie Hyneman in 93. And then I was off to the races professionally making stuff.
How did that lead to Mythbusters?
I spent 5 years doing a couple hundred commercials with Jamie, 5 years doing about a dozen movies with Industrial Light and Magic. And then in 2002, Jamie got a call from a production company wanting to shoot a pilot, and they asked us for a demo reel. And the pilot was for Mythbusters, and we sent in a demo reel the next day, and they showed up 3 weeks later to film the pilots, and we didn't stop filming for 14 years.
What was your favorite segment?
Impossible. We did almost 300 hours of television, and I can't single out highlights as like the favorite. There are moments for me where my education was bumped up a level.
Right.
Things like Lead Balloon, where I realized an episode that ridiculous can actually rate really well.
Yeah.
And when it did, Discovery was phenomenal about it. Penny from the Empire State Building. The Jaws myths, the Alcatraz myths, and the Raiders of the Lost Ark myths. Actually, I did get once to talk to Steven Spielberg. He told me he loved that we busted all the myths from Jaws.
Were there any myths you didn't explore?
Oh, yeah. I had a long list when we finished. I gave most of that list to the Mythbusters shows, and they've used a few of them, but I still have a few dozen.
What do you think about the return of prop usage versus CGI?
So film has always used whatever techniques were available to it to execute its solutions for creating things that don't exist. So film has always been agnostic about whether it's practical or digital. It's just that processing cycles got cheap for CG for a long time, and now they're getting cheap for the mechanical stuff. Arduino and Raspberry Pi and all that is making high-level prop execution much more accessible. And I'm totally here for it because all these directors, like Fede Alvarez, who just did Alien Romulus, and what they're doing for the new Hail Mary project film, Lord Miller, what Guillermo del Toro and Peter Jackson love, they all love the practical effects. And now it's becoming cheaper and cheaper to execute them.
Tell us about the Billy Joel music video.
It was my second acting job was playing the second lead in Billy Joel's worst music video, Second Wind.
Yes.
And that's a low bar for Billy Joel's worst music video.
I listened to it prepping for this, and it got stuck in my head all day.
I'll tell you how bad this video is. When I showed it to my wife, after the first 40 seconds, she was like, "Are you in any more of this? Because I don't know if I can take it." Like, that's how bad the video is.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.